I think is really disappointing. Look, this is after a five-year investigation by the Competition Authority into last year when they came out with their preliminary findings. They said themselves that they had reasonable grounds to suspect that there was a breach of law that had occurred. And when that happens, you prosecute the companies. These are the giants of the insurance companies, which are, you know, charged with price signalling, basically, where, you know, a small group of individuals signal to each other that prices are to increase. And during that two-year period when this was supposed to have happened, our motor insurance premiums on average increased by a whopping 35%. So, you know, every person who, you know, was driving a car, nearly 2 million people, seen significant annual increases during this period. And what's happened here is not only did they not prosecute these companies, despite them believing that they had reasonable grounds to suspect that they broke the law, but they've sent out a worse signal, that and that is that they've allowed them just to get away with a slap on the wrist and not even acknowledge that they were involved in this practice in the first place, and that isn't good enough.
And indeed, would you view this as an injustice that indeed that perhaps in other areas of society, if someone is suspected that there's probable cause they may have committed a crime or may have broken the law, that may be investigated to the fullest extent, where this has been left at a stage where they, as you say, have gotten off with a slap on the wrist?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, like there's two things. One is that the Competition Authority had the powers to take them to court and get the courts to deem that they broke the law. But we do need additional powers for the Competition Authority. And, you know, they have themselves been calling on additional powers for over a decade now. Indeed, when the Troika was here back in 2010, and we remember the shameful agreement that the Irish government entered into at the time, we remember the austerity measures, the cuts to income tax, the cuts to the blind pension, to the minimum wage, the fact that tens of thousands had to emigrate and hundreds of thousands left without jobs. But part of that agreement was that they had to introduce legislation to allow for civil fines against companies like this who breach competition law. 10 years on, the government, no government, has actually brought that legislation forward. Indeed, the European Union has brought forward a directive 2 years ago, which now mandates every country in Europe to actually bring forward this legislation. Yet the Irish government have missed the deadline of the 4th of February, haven't even published the full legislation yet, and this falls on the shoulders of the Leo Varadkar. So this sends out a terrible signal what happened with the CCPC that they didn't prosecute, but they are enabled by a government who has not equipped these bodies to tackle white-collar crime in the way that there is, and therefore it sends a signal to the insurance industry that the risk is worth it. If you do this, you push up premiums by 35% on motor insurance individuals over those 2 years. Even if you get caught, what's the worst that's going to happen? A slap on the wrist and a promise that you won't do it again. That's not good enough.
So indeed, are you calling this a failure of government to properly legislate and indeed to perhaps do a favour to the insurance industry?
It completely is. You know, and I see the minister responsible for this, Leo Varadkar, is tweeting today about his legislation is going to bring more powers. It's not his legislation. There is a legal requirement on us from Europe to have that transposed into Irish law by February of this year. He has missed that deadline and hasn't even published the legislation. And during his time in cabinet for the last 10 years, a period of that as Taoiseach, he has refused to implement the commitment made in 2010 and 2011 to give greater powers to the courts to actually fine these culprits who are involved in this type of practice. So the government have enabled this, but it's not just on insurance. It's not just on the CCPC. We see it time and time again, whether it's the, you know, the collapse of Anglo and what happened with the trials and the lack of power there, or the tracker mortgage. White-collar crime is not taken serious in this country. But by God, if you go into your local supermarket and steal a loaf of bread to feed your family, then you could be spending the night in Mountjoy. And that's the difference here.